The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara discusses the halacha of Roidith, who was running after somebody to kill him, and somebody sees and he could save the Nirdiv Ba'achad Me'ivar of Shal Roidith. That means that he could stop the Roidith from chasing the Nirdiv just by breaking the Roidith's arm or something, or his leg, whatever, to stop him from running after his friend to kill him. And Rabbi Yonis ben Shaul says that if the person who saw didn't do that and rather killed the Roidith, he's Chayiv Misa. Because since he was able to save the Nirdiv without killing the Roidith, and he killed the Roidith nevertheless, so he had no right to kill the Roidith, and therefore the person who came to save the Nirdiv would be Chayiv Misa. There's a big argument in the Rishonim whether this halacha applies also to a case where the Nirdiv himself, the person who's being chased, the person whose life is in danger, whether if that person goes ahead and kills the Roidith, although he could have saved himself by chopping off the Roidith's arm or leg or one of his other Evarim, would the Nirdiv be Chayiv Misa in that case? The Re'im explains a Medrash Rabbah that says that Yaakov Avinu was afraid that he might kill Esav, and he was afraid if he kills Esav, then Yitzchak is going to be upset and he's going to curse him. So the Re'im explains, why wasn't Yaakov afraid that he'll kill one of the other 400 people? The Re'im says that Bishlomo, when it came to killing one of the other 400 people who came with Esav, there Yaakov's fear was justified. Why? Because in that case, they weren't necessarily going to try to kill Yaakov Avinu. So therefore, if Yaakov Avinu would kill them, he would be Chayiv Misa because he killed somebody who wasn't trying to kill him. However, when it came to Esav, since Esav was definitely trying to kill him, if Yaakov Avinu would have killed him, he certainly wouldn't be Chayiv Misa. He was only upset because Yitzchak Avinu would be upset with him and curse him. But the fact that he killed Esav wouldn't necessarily be a reason for him to be Chayiv Misa. So the Re'im says, because even though he could have saved himself by chopping off one of Esav's arms or legs or something like that, nevertheless, the Nirdiv himself is not chayiv to do that. Rashi in our sugya, however, says not like that. Rashi says that even in the case of the Nirdiv, if he could save himself by Echa Me'ivar of Shal Roidiv, he is going to be chayiv misa if he didn't do that and rather kill the Roidiv. There's a very stark akasha on the sheet of the rain from a Gemara in Sanhedrin earlier. The Gemara says that there was a case, or there was a story with that Yoav killed Avner. When Shlomo HaMelech was commanded by his father David to kill Yoav, and he called in Yoav and he told him, "I want to kill you. Why? Because you killed Avner Shloikadin. You killed Avner." There's a story in the Navi where Yoav tricked Avner into bending down a little bit, and he killed him. And that's why Shlomo HaMelech wanted to kill Yoav. So the Gemara says that Yoav answered back, "I had the right to kill Avner. Why? Because I was a Goel Adam of my brother Asoil. Avner had previously killed Yoav's brother Asoil. What happened? In the beginning of the kingdom of David, when there was still a king, Ishbosheth, who was ruling over the rest of Klal Yisrael, and David HaMelech was only ruling over Shevet Yehuda, and there was a war between Shevet Yehuda and the rest of Klal Yisrael over who should be the king. And Avner said, let the soldiers get up and show us how they fight, and the 20 soldiers got killed, and then there was a war between the armies, and the soldiers of Klal Yisrael were running away from the soldiers of Yehuda, and Asoil was chasing after Avner. Avner was the general of Ishbosheth, the king who was ruling over the 10 Shvatim. Or 11 Shvatim. And Asoil was a very, very fast runner, and he was chasing Avner, he was catching up. Avner turned around and told him, "Why are you chasing me? You know that I'm stronger than you, I'm gonna kill you." Asoil didn't let up, he kept chasing him, and Avner finally turned around and threw a spear and killed him. And it says in the Gemara that he hit him, it says in the Pasuk, El Achemish, it means he hit a certain rib where it was very a deadly blow, and he aimed on that rib, and that's how he killed him. So So Yoav told Shlomo HaMelech, the reason I killed Avner is because Avner, because I'm a goel adam of Asoil. So Shlomo HaMelech told him, you could have stopped Asoil b'achamei varav. You could have hurt him in some kind of way where he wouldn't be able to chase you anymore. So Avner told him, Yoav had said that the reason why he killed Avner was because he's a goyal dam of Asoil. So Shlomo HaMelech told him that Asoil was a roidif. So Yoav said he could have stopped him echmei varav. So Shlomo HaMelech said, how do you know? So Yoav said that if he was able to aim so well and hit that specific spot that was such a deadly blow, then he certainly could have also aimed and hurt him somewhere else where he wouldn't be able to chase anymore. So you see in the Gemara L'chaira that even the Nerdiv himself, in this case, Avner was being chased by Asoil. And nevertheless, we were being Mechayev Avner to make sure that he didn't, that he saved himself Bechmei Evarov of Asoil rather than killing Asoil. So, L'chayr, you see from this that even the Nerdiv himself is obligated to make sure that he's matzal himself Bechmei Evarov, and if he doesn't do that, then he's Chayev Misa. So, there's a few terutzim on this. One teretz says that the Achrayim explained the pshat in the shita of the Reim, that the reason is because the Nerdav is so bold, he's so confused by the fact that he's being chased by the Reim, that he doesn't have the opportunity and the time to make sure and to do it in a way that's least damaging to the Reim. However, a different person who's not bold, who's not confused, he has the ability to sit down and make a rational decision, gotta be such a person, he would be obligated to make sure that he doesn't kill the roidif if it's not necessary. So they want to say that the Reim only said his halacha in the case of a war. When there's a war, and there's no, and everyone's chasing each other, so that's a very confused situation where the Nerdav is not obligated to make cheshbonos. However, in the case of Avner, it wasn't a real war, and therefore Avner would have been chayiv for killing Asoil if he could have saved himself by hitting Echamei Varov. They want to teach off a pasuk. Achronim say pshat in a pasuk that it says that the reason why Avner got killed is because vayosem dmei molchama b'shalom. He put the blood of molchama in peacetime. And they want to explain that the pshat in the pasuk is because really it was peacetime, and Avner looked at it as though it was a wartime, and that's why he wasn't matzel himself v'echamei varav of Asoil, and that's why he got killed because he was vayosem dmei molchama b'shalom. Others want to say that the pshat in the Gemara that it's true, Einachanami, that was Yoav's cheshbon, but really Yoav was mistaken. Really, Avner had the right to save himself by killing Asoil. He didn't have to sit and make a cheshbon and decide whether or not he could kill him, whether or not he could stop Asoil by hitting him Bechamei Varov. Really, Avner was right. He didn't have to make that cheshbon. And Yoav was wrong. Yoav shouldn't have killed Avner. And the reason that Shlomo HaMelech accepted that taina is just because Yoav thought that it was a good taina. And that's why when he killed, he didn't kill Bemezid, he killed B'shoigig. So therefore, Shlomo HaMelech was not able to kill Yoav because of the fact that he killed Avner, because Yoav had thought that he was justified in killing Avner. I saw another very nice teretz, Alpi Ar Sameach. The Ar Sameach wants to say that although it's true that a Nerdiv might be able to save himself by killing the Roidiv, even in a case where he has the ability to stop the Roidiv in some other way, nevertheless, that only applies to a situation where the Roidiv is chasing the Nerdiv Shaloi Kedin. When the Roidiv has no right to chase the Nerdiv, in that case, the Roidiv put himself in this situation. The Roidiv is at fault for creating a situation where the Nerdiv now thinks that he now has to save himself and therefore is not necessarily going to be as careful as he could be. However, in a case where the Roidiv has a right to chase the Nerdiv for whatever reason, and the Nerdiv could save himself either by killing the Roidiv or by hurting the Roidiv and stopping him from chasing him, in that case, the Nerdiv, if he kills the Roidiv, rather than stopping the Roidiv in some other way, would be Chayev Misa. Because in that case, the Roidiv didn't do anything wrong and didn't bring the situation upon himself. And I saw that they want to say a very nice pshat in the Gemara, according to this. Because really, the Gemara is very shver. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, in the second parak, says that the reason why, the Gemara looks for all kinds of reasons why Avner ended up getting killed. Why was it that Avner ended up dying? So the Gemara says different shatim. Either he wasn't meicha when Ishbosheth took away the kingdom from David, or when Shaul tried to kill David, or the pshat is because one pshat the Gemara says is because he like the story we said before, that he made the blood of the soldiers like a game. He said, let the soldiers go and fight in front of us, and he made a game out of it. So the Achronim say, from this L'chayr it sounds like, Avner didn't really do anything wrong when he killed Asael. Because if Yoav was right, then Avner didn't have the right to kill Asael, so why didn't the Gemara say that reason? Why didn't the Gemara say that that was the reason that Avner got killed? Hashem punished him because he did the wrong thing. The answer is that if we go like the Reim, then Avner didn't really do the wrong thing. And according to Arsameach's Hesber, that Arsameach says that the reason why Avner, in this case, should not have killed Asael, but rather should have saved himself in some other way, is because Asael had the right to chase him. Why did Asael have the right to chase him? Because of the fact that Avner made the war. Because Avner started the war by making Domam Shal Na'arim Tzhoik, that's why Asael had the right to chase him, and that's why Avner should have saved himself by stopping Asael otherwise rather than by killing him, and that's why Avner was punished. So that's really possibly how you can explain the Gemara. When the Gemara says the reason why Avner got killed and one of the Pshatim is because Sha'asa Daman Sha'an Arim Tzchaik, the Gemara might mean this Gufa, that the reason why Avner was killed was because since he made the Daman Sha'an Arim Tzchaik, so now Asael had the right to chase Avner. Once Asael has the right to chase Avner, now the halacha is going to be that Avner would have to matzal himself Echem Eivarav Shal Asael rather than by killing Asael. Another interesting thing is that very negatic application of this halacha is that the Rivash writes that if a person sees somebody else being meiser, another yid, the halacha is that you could kill the meiser. You can only kill the meiser if you first warn him. But the Rivash says that the nimser himself, the person that the meiser is trying to be meiser, that person does not have to warn the meiser, because like we said, the nimser himself is tumult. He doesn't have time to think about and to plan the right way, and therefore he doesn't have to warn the meiser. And there are those that say that even Rashi, who's chaylik on the Reim, when it comes to the Allah of Yachal Atzil Bachmeyvarov, he agrees that you don't have to warn him. Because in this case, the truth is that you can only stop him by killing him. However, the question is whether you have to warn him or not. In that case, the Nimser himself does not have to warn the Moiser.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.